welcome back to The Sitch. This is Sophia.
And this is Ambry.
And it's my 21st birthday today.
Woo! Cheers to that. We got to have a little celebratory.
We are drinking today. Cheers.
Cheers.
What's in your drink?
So I have a little tequila, Patron specifically. Mm-hmm. Then we have lime juice and Topo Chico. And it's a heavy pour.
Yeah. Amy had a heavy pour.
Amy's my mom. I like a lot of tequila. If I'm going to drink, I want it to taste like straight up tequila.
Oh, no. I don't want to taste any tequila. Mine has Casamigos Blanco, of course. Literally the entire bottle of lime juice and Sprite. And it tastes amazing. I think this is my new drink for Vegas this weekend.
That's a great hack if you're going to the bar and you don't, like, you're at a dive bar and you just want like a good drink, get a tequila Sprite.
So bomb.
It is good.
So good.
I'm just straight tequila shots. Catch me all weekend just doing shots.
Oh my God.
Which is dangerous.
I'm so excited. Mm. We actually went out to a club earlier this week, but it wasn't to party. It was because I was performing and Ambry came.
I loved getting to watch.
And Ambry was 100% sober the whole night. And so was I. And my boyfriend came as well. And the next morning was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you something. And I was like all concerned for a minute. And he's like, I'm really stressed out for Vegas. And I was like, why? And he's like, well, if that was Ambry sober, like, what is she going to be like drunk?
I had my ass out, sheer dress that I wore to this club. And amazing. I was in my element. You would have thought I was performing on stage.
You should have. You surely should have.
Next time, I'm catch me on the stage.
No, I forced Ambry to wear this sheer dress. You didn't want to wear it. And I was like, where else are you going to wear that to?
I was nervous. I had ass out, tits out. Ass out. It was out of my comfort zone, but honestly, it was really fun.
It was such a slay. You looked so good.
Thank you.
And I was so excited to have you.
Did I tell you that my mom pulled up the video of us walking out of the club with it just being like sheer up my butt and showed my grandmother?
No way.
Yeah. I was mortified at dinner. I was like, now my grandma thinks I'm a hoe. and I'm not.
You're not. But that's not so funny. No. So we've had quite a few club experiences. Just, you know, third time's the charm now. By quite a few, I mean two. But third time's a charm this weekend. But today's episode...
It's a fun one.
It's truth or drink. And I feel like we should just get right to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hence the tequila.
I have barely had any tequila, so we're going to cheers first.
I'm halfway through my drink already. It's okay. We have the tequila bottle here, so we can take shots if we need to.
Yeah, if we're not feeling tipsy enough.
I mean, Ambry and I are such lightweights. We talk a big game about, like, oh my God, I'm going to take tequila shots this weekend, but I think she's going to have two and I'm going to have two and be fucked up.
Which literally two tequila shots gets me tipsy. So that's fine.
Yeah, it worked.
It's going to be amazing.
I don't want to black out. I just want to have fun.
I don't want you to. I don't want to be holding back your hair as you're puking.
Ethan's always sober. So he's going to be my person if
that's
that happens.
That's true. He's going to be holding the hair.
You don't have to be mommy. Don't worry.
Amazing.
Okay.
We wrote some questions. Also, for the drink, you have to, like, at least take, like, a 3-second drink. It can't just be, like, sipping.
Oh, I'm so ready for it.
Okay.
Don't worry. I won't sip.
Question number one. Tell a lie you've told before.
You go first, Ambry.
I need to be more drunk for this one.
Are you going to take a drink then?
No. I will openly tell my lie because I don't know if this is a good one to tell.
I'm going to take a drink for you then.
Well, I told someone that I didn't have a boyfriend.
When she did.
When I did have a boyfriend. I'm going to drink just because I feel like that's sinning.
It's okay.
That's really... Honestly, I'm not proud of that lie, but...
Was he hot?
Yeah.
But it's fine. Drink to the fact that he was hot. It's okay.
True.
I'm a really elaborate liar. Like, I'm bad, but I'm also good. And one time I told a boss of mine that my house got broken into and all of my mom's jewelry got stolen. and so I had to drive home to San Diego and I wasn't going to be able to make it to work that day because I had to talk to the police because they were out of town.
Wow. That is
again,
elaborate.
Again, so elaborate.
So I know that if Sos ever telling an elaborate lie to me, or that if she's ever telling me an elaborate story, she's probably lying.
True. Sometimes not. Sometimes my life is just elaborate.
That's true.
But I think you can definitely tell when it's a lie. Like, I think you know me well enough now.
Are you good at telling if people are lying?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I am. Mm. I think I'm a little like too trusting to people. And I think people have great intentions.
Right. Number two is, you know me. Fuck, marry, kill, Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, Jacob Elordi.
I feel like I already know your answers.
Okay. Do you want to answer for each other?
Sure.
Okay. Go.
I feel like you are going to marry Harry Styles, fuck Jacob Elordi, and kill Justin Bieber.
No.
Really?
No. I would switch Harry and Jacob. I would marry Jacob. He seems like someone I would rather marry. Harry seems a little too crazy and adventurous for me.
Okay.
I see that. I would gladly fuck Harry Styles, and I'm 100% killing Justin Bieber.
Yeah. No, I knew that was going to be the case.
And then for you, I think you would marry Justin, you would fuck Jacob Elordi, and you would kill Harry Styles.
Okay. Hear me out. I am really torn between marrying Justin or Jacob, but I do think same thing with you with Harry. Justin is my ultimate man crush, but I think Jacob Elordi would give me more mentally stable energy? Life and kids. Like, imagine.
Imagine. Like so serious. This is just a hypothetical.
I know, but imagine. I guess the new stuff with Haley and Justin, like the photos with Rhode at her launch and he was wearing Crocs and he looked like he was disheveled and that's on just, drugs.
This is not you.
I just was like, this is not looking like my life.
Oh.
But the wedding is like all, Justin and Haley's wedding was all on my Pinterest board. So I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Okay. Number three, you choose.
Okay. Have you ever had sexual thoughts of getting together with a guy friend? 100%. I didn't even have to breathe to that. Oh, she's drinking. Chug, chug, chug.
Yummy.
Yeah.
That's that.
I just don't think guys and girls can really, truly both be friends. I think one person in the situation always has a little bit of
ill
feelings.
Intentions. Mm.
Not even ill intentions, but just like if given the chance, would act on it.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to skip over some of these. Weirdest place you've had a hookup? I've had some adventurous hookup places. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
The
I thought you were going to say the opposite.
One of my best friend's bathrooms was definitely an interesting place because everyone was like hearing everything.
I remember that. but it was at a party, right?
It was at a party, yeah. Her birthday party. Her birthday party.
Me at yours. Oh, I'm just kidding.
And then, yeah, literally. And then I would say the drive-in movie theaters in front of everyone on the truck, which isn't weird by any means.
No, but I feel like
retract my answer.
Oh.
The One Paseo parking lot on the second floor and a security guard walked by during.
Oh, yeah.
My car was tinted though, so it's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
And at least you were on the second floor, not the first.
There was no one there at like 3 p.m. And yeah, I don't know. It was a little risky. We were shocked that we didn't get caught. Shocked because security guard literally walked by the car. Never forget.
Wow. Okay. Mine's going to have to be the golf course.
You told the golf course story on the podcast too.
I know. Scandalous. You guys know the tea. It was a memorable one.
The golf course, because it was closed. You got to like be a little more elaborate with it, even though we've told the story.
Well, I lived on a golf course growing up, so
sprinklers were going.
Oh, there was. That was
pitch
also
black.
Like, I was getting picked up. It was romantic. I felt like, you know, the scene in High School Musical?
Yes.
Where it's Gabrielle
on the golf course.
On the golf course.
Second movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought I was in that moment.
I love that for you.
Yeah. It was fun. Okay. What two people would you have a threesome with? I love that I haven't even had a drink at all. Like, I'm just openly like, let me tell you all.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to share this. Oh, Amber doesn't want to share this one either.
No, I really do want to share. I'm just actually going to...
I'll just sip with you.
I'm going to take a sip because I was feeling like I needed to take a... Cheers.
I've cheers like three times.
Just wait till this weekend.
Okay, tell your threesome then.
Okay. Vinny Hacker. I like... First, before I tell the second one, I love this question at like a dinner party.
She tells everyone what her dream threesome is.
I do. I don't know why.
Like,
it's such a fun question.
Like, even my boyfriend knows.
Yeah. Low-key, I think I'm manifesting it.
You are trying. No, you say that every time. You're like, sorry, I just keep telling people because I need to say it out loud enough so it happens. That's what you always say.
But I also just think it's really interesting to hear other people's threesomes because it tells a lot about the person. Like, I think one of my friends said that hers was Rihanna and Chris Brown. And I was like, that is a great answer. Like, that's a big dynamic.
The people I would want to have a threesome with, I know. So I'm going to take a sip.
Okay. So my other one with Finny Hacker is a friend that I have hooked up with. I'm not going to say his name, obviously, but...
So two guys.
Two guys. 100% two guys. And these guys, their dynamic would work well together.
They really would.
Yeah.
Mine is not two guys.
Really?
No.
So yours is a girl that you know?
The girl I don't know, but the dude... The girl is like a potential, but the guy is someone that I know.
So you know both of these people. Not one's not a celebrity.
One is a celebrity. The other one I know.
And you won't say the celebrity?
No.
Why?
Because what if it manifests? What if it comes true?
Oh.
I also have like, I actually have, that's like my dream threesome. But I definitely could like see my, there's two boys I definitely would love to have a threesome with. But
I like attention and wouldn't want to have another girl in the threesome.
Personally. I just don't want to see two guys going at it. Amory's like, my two guys? Totally.
They would be good. I think you get to pick next. Wait, to this one?
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one.
Okay. All right. Tell me something you've avoided telling me.
So, funny story. I actually told Soph this for the first time recently. Like, probably a month ago when we were hanging out. And this was a situation where I knew Soph.
She hid this from me for 2 years.
2 years, which I don't hide anything from her. But when it happened, I was like, I can't tell Soph. She's going to be mad about this. We both had a gym crush on a guy.
He was dating one of our friends, by the way.
Yeah, he was. And he was a younger guy.
My age.
And we ended up like starting to hit it off at the gym. And then we ended up going on like a date together and hooking up. And... I didn't tell Soap that we hooked up because I was like...
I already was pissed that like he was talking to her. I think I knew that he like DM'd
you. Did you know?
I think that you told me that he DM'd you once and I got really salty about it.
I didn't tell you. We went on like multiple dates.
Yeah, I know. You told me this literally like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
And I'm still not recovered. Even though it's... I mean, I'm in a 3-year long relationship. But at the same time...
You still can hook up with him. Like, I'm not.
No, I'm good. I'm really okay. I don't want your sloppy seconds.
No, I just.
But she didn't tell me this for 2 years. And I, like, always had the suspicion that.
Did you actually?
Yes. Yes, I did. I totally did.
You didn't tell me this.
I told her
and she didn't even, like, she just was, like, said some things I can't say on the podcast. But this is new information.
But, okay. Like, here's the thing is, like, first of all, I'm in, like, I literally live with my boyfriend. So there's nothing I can do about it. One, two, it was so long ago. I can't be mad.
And it wasn't, like, anything serious. Came from it or
you
anything
said that he
serious.
Was aggressive.
Oh, my God. He was, but don't expose him.
He's not going to listen to this. It's fine.
That's true.
Maybe he can take notes.
That's true.
You know? So maybe I dodged a bullet.
I was just testing it out for you.
Was this when I was single?
No, you were.
I was already back with Ethan.
Yeah, for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair game.
Also, like, we're best friends. It was bound to happen.
It was bound to happen.
Honestly, good thing we got it out of the way.
We did. Yeah, yeah. But honestly, like, it's so funny because Amber and I don't have the same type.
At all.
At all. And so.
This was, though, like a common ground type.
Yeah. He was like golden retriever energy.
Hot.
Curly, like curly brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripped.
So ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we usually don't have the same type, which is a godsend.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's why our friendship works. Most memorable makeout along the lines of what we were talking about. Also, when we talk about hookups, we're not like actually having sex with these people every time. I feel like we should clarify this.
Yeah, hookup to Amory means a lot of different things.
Yeah, because... I don't want like people thinking that like these were some like wild just like people. We are very selective with that. And
I think I've told people on the podcast I've like probably kissed like 6 people ever.
I can't say the same with kissing, but oh. I can say this
for other things.
Other things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we just wanted to put that out there. I don't want you listening to this and thinking that we're...
Amber's a whore. I'm just kidding.
Don't think that. Not to be mistaken from the thirst traps. okay, yeah. So what was I had? Oh, best, most memorable makeout.
I'm going to keep this one private.
Okay. I've also told this on the podcast because it's looking like I'm more of an open book than Soph at this point.
I think maybe I just want a drink.
That's true. She just wants to turn 21 and get turned. Mine was definitely the one that I told about the car where you walked me out and got me ready for this date.
Oh, yeah. And you said, do not say hi. And I said, hi anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, do not say hi to him. and she did. But that was, for some reason, cars just really get me. I just always have my bolt.
Cars and your lookout spots.
Yes.
Wait, can you tell the full story?
What part of the story do you want me to tell?
About the fact that you literally said, wait, I forgot something.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, Amber's okay. Is a key note and key information in this.
This guy made me really nervous. And like, we had a really good date. And then I didn't kiss him at the end of the night. And I was like, I need to kiss him. I literally got in the elevator and I called him and I go, come back. And he's like, did you forget something? I was like, no. And so I go outside and I was staying at a hotel. I rush out of the hotel. He rolls his window down and I'm like, no, no, open the door. Like I get in and he's like, what was it? And I was like, I had a really fun time talking to you, but what I really wanted to do was this. And I started making out with him. And then it escalated in the car.
Never forget, she called me about this and my jaw was on the floor. I was like, she is so
bold. No, sometimes I have really bold things that I do.
I would have never done that.
You're
like, so bold. It literally would kill me to make the first move. Unless I was drunk.
No, I wasn't even drinking.
I know, but I'm just saying like you're bold.
I am bold. I like to go after what I want.
I love that for you.
As we talked about it.
What's the one song that'll get you dancing on the table?
I have this on a playlist and I have a playlist called White Girl Dancing on a Table.
Shut up.
I do.
I've never heard this before.
Come get her. You'll hear it this weekend.
It's
okay.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper.
It's that song and it's also No Hands. Me and my sister.
What's No Hands? Sing it for me.
And I'ma throw this money while you do it with no hands. Girl, drop it to the floor. Got it. I wanna see your booty go.
Oh, wow.
Really good. Yeah. Both of these will be playing at the club this weekend.
Oh. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I think the one song that will get me on the dance table is Tacos and Tequila.
What song is that?
Sorry, it's not tacos. It's techno. Techno and tequila. Techno and tequila. You don't know.
No.
It's like an EDM song.
Okay. Honestly, any like early 20s throwback song gets me really pumped.
Mm-hmm.
What is your... Well, okay. Along with songs, what's your favorite song to have sex to? Or is that too wild?
I don't listen to music when I have sex.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm a performer. I love the music. Okay. The Weeknd. I really cheesy. I was gonna say cheesy.
You're not. Are you the girl that plays the morning? It's 5 a.m.
No, I games? Also do.
You play Wicked Games.
I would totally play Wicked Games. I also do love Bryson Tiller. Russ. what else?
Do you literally like? Are you one of those like? You're like making out with someone, and then you're like, "Hold on, 1 second, I'll be right back." And then you're one of those that has to plug in the music. You can't handle the.
I have totally sung or not to to a guy before.
Interesting. I have so many thoughts on that.
it's honestly funny. I'm like,
oh my god,
I'm having fun. Also, like a non-cheesy one is Alina Baraz.
No, she's great.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
Fantasy is a great song.
See? Thought you didn't like
it. I'm just saying great song. I don't listen to this. I'm not saying great song to, you know, do it to.
Okay.
I was just saying in general. Ooh, was your... Okay, on the topic of, I guess, sex, was your first time good or bad?
I feel like it was...
just like average.
I had a great first time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'd say more bad than good. Like, it wasn't bad or good. It was just in the middle. It was just like a very average experience.
How old were you?
17.
Yeah. It was right before my 18th birthday.
Okay. Maybe that was why yours was better, because it was like you were a little older.
But I just didn't put any pressure on it. I had never really kissed anyone until I met my boyfriend, who's the person I lost my virginity to. And I had done nothing and then everything in the span of like 1 month. It was really crazy.
I remember she came to the beach after.
Literally
and
the day
told
after.
Me. And I was like,
and then I made Ethan come to meet you. Sorry, let's say boyfriend. I made literally. Boyfriend come and meet you.
Yeah.
After that. No, mine, like, we didn't plan it. He knew it was my first time. It was not his. But he knew it was, he knew it was mine, and he was really, really, really nice and did not pressure me at all. Was literally like the sweetest angel.
We love that.
But my friend at the time, this is why it's funny. My friend at the time brought me a cake that said virgin and crossed it out and came in with a speaker that said, I just had sex.
That was really cute.
But my mom was in the kitchen. She didn't know. That's how my mom found out I lost my virginity.
I love that.
Terrible.
I feel like Jackie would love that. She would be like, let's go.
Yeah, my mom was just shocked because I had never even brought a boy home before him. So it was like literally a span of a month. So my mom was like, what the fuck? But it was a great time. I didn't feel pressured. I felt like really lucky to say that I had like a really good first time.
What is your favorite non-sexual part of a relationship?
Literally just having like a best friend do everything with.
That's good.
Like, no, I'm not even kidding. Like, if I want to go on a walk,
you have
he has to come.
Yeah.
If I want to go to the grocery store, he has to come.
That's true.
You know, it's just
constant
nice
buddy.
Yeah, it's just nice to have a companion at all times.
I would say I
mean, like nothing. I'm
just kidding. No, I am a very touchy person and I like touch a lot. So I think for me, just like that type of like innocent, intimate touching and like that kind of stuff.
Like playfulness, flirtiness.
Yeah, I love flirting. So having someone consistent to like flirt with in that way, I really enjoy. Mm. And like the getting comfortable with someone and someone getting to know every part of you is really special. So I do like that part of a relationship.
So funny. I've just been in a relationship for so long that I think like thinking of having to do that again terrifies me. Like I don't want to.
Honestly, I've gotten to the point where I think it's fun. Like it terrifies me to be stagnant in a relationship.
Interesting.
I don't know.
What's a deal breaker for you?
I have a lot. laziness. Like if someone does not have a lot of drive and work ethic, that to me is a big deal breaker.
Right. I honestly disagree. Next one.
Okay. Craziest thing you've manifested.
Oh, I have good stories.
You go first. You've manifested crazy shit.
I manifest a lot in my life, truthfully. I most recently think the biggest, like, funny things that I've manifested has been boys. I will straight up have boys pinned on my Pinterest board and have them like slide into my DM. And I'm like,
she's not kidding about this.
No. And I will have them slide in and I'm like, wait, why do they look familiar? And then like, I'm on Pinterest a couple days later and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is, I saw you on my Pinterest board. Like literally it's them on there. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. This is weird. So I think that's probably the craziest thing I've manifested. Cause it just comes and I'm like, how?
Yeah. For me, I have manifested so much in my life. I think I manifested, you know, my job that I have, like my new job mm-hmm. that just got released. I just got announced for my new convention, if you didn't know.
Woo.
I honestly, this doesn't sound so dumb because Ambry just said it and it's going to seem like I'm copying her, but I've never manifested anything more than my boyfriend.
That is true. I will attest to that. And I remember you telling me about manifesting him.
It was the weird. I've never even manifested before him. Like, I didn't know what manifestation was.
Mm-hmm.
And the second that I met him, he walked away and I said, I'm going to date him. And he literally had a girlfriend at the time. And I definitely, like, wasn't pushing it when he had a girlfriend. Like, literally, yeah. We weren't friends. We didn't have a talking period when he was dating. Like, literally nothing. I met him once. We didn't even follow each other on Instagram. But I just had this weird feeling and I was telling everyone. I was like, I don't know. I just have this weird feeling inside me. I'm just going to date him. 6 months later, he was my boyfriend.
Well.
And I think that was the weirdest thing I've never had anything like that ever in my life.
It's kind of cool though when those moments happen where you're like, wow, this is like, I wanted this to happen, but didn't think it would happen.
Yeah. And I've also had like conversations that have played out like word for word with people that I've manifested before, good and bad.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
Your words become your reality.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Honestly, same. Just like the boy stuff. I feel like those are the biggest things. And job. Like living in LA, what I'm doing now is things that I definitely manifested. Do you believe that love lasts?
I don't. So I'm going to take my last sip of alcohol.
I don't either, to be honest with you. I think that hard work and wanting to be in a relationship with someone and have that partnership can last. But I think love takes hard work.
I just don't think it's natural for a person to love someone their whole life. Like be in love with them. Not say love them, but be in love and dedicated and fully committed solely to one human for the majority of their life. I don't think that humans are capable of doing that. At least not men.
It is a weird concept to think of staying with someone your whole life.
Yeah. And so I think like you were saying, like, I don't think that love lasts just by like purely being in love with someone. I think it takes like, you know, therapy and exercises, and it's literally like a muscle.
I think sometimes people marry the people that they have a lot of chemistry with, but not a lot of compatibility. And they don't always realize that the compatibility isn't there until the later on things in life. Like when they start having kids, when they raise a family, when they are maybe going
literally have to cohabitate with each other.
Yeah. They're really doing life together. And I think you also don't realize things about people until way later. And people change.
Mm-hmm.
People
grow, and it's really hard because if you don't grow, if you like don't grow together.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, if one person grows a lot in the span of 5 years and the other person stays stagnant, then that 5 years is really rough. And then the person finally grows. Like, I don't know.
It's hard.
It's really hard. I've never really seen or had a good love relationship as a role model ever in my life. Like, I've never really seen a relationship where I'm like, oh, I want that, like, in front of me, that's real.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't think so, because I've never had it or seen it.
Something that a friend said to me that really stuck was, it's like, some people might be in our lives for different seasons, and like, it might just be like, oh, this is my season of this person, and then I'll have that this other person might serve me better in another season that I have in life.
Yeah, my worst fear though is like getting married and getting divorced.
Same. But I think that's why who you marry is kind of like the most important decision you make in your life.
100%.
Which is scary.
So scary.
Okay, Anna, let's go to a lighter note.
Oh.
weirdest thing you find attractive in a guy. You know mine.
Do I?
Come on.
There's so many
lists. Ethan just sent me a TikTok about this.
Oh, autism.
I love if a guy is socially awkward and a little like...
on the spectrum.
I do. I am very attracted to people that are highly intelligent and...
their IQs are really high, but their EQs are really low.
They're just not usually socially super... like, they're not usually good in social settings.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I find that really cute. And I like it. I think it's the endearing quality and bluntness that people that are like that have.
Maybe I'm like that. Maybe that's why you like me.
Maybe that's why we're friends.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's slightly on the spectrum.
Oh.
Everyone has traits. But yeah, that is, it's a good thing. Like, I like that people are highly intelligent, introspective, kind of blunt. Yeah. They hyperfixate on things, and I think it's adorable.
I think every guy I've ever liked has been like ultra goofy. Whether it be style, personality.
Even your like celebrity crushes.
Yeah, even my celebrity crushes. Like, they're always really quirky. That, but I would say like the thing I find most attractive in a man, if we're going like off of physical appearance, this is really strange, but lips and teeth.
Okay.
Teeth are super important for me. And eyes, obviously.
But that's why she's friends with me, guys.
She does have perfect teeth. This is true.
What impression do you think people get when they first meet you?
I think people...
Or like, I guess the better question is, before they meet you, what impression did they have of you? Like, first impression.
I think people think I'm unapproachable. And I could see that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No. I just think people would think that about you. Not in a bad way. I think people think that about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
people, if you see me on social media or you see my like quote unquote accolades, people just think I'm stuck up, unapproachable, and then intimidating.
What would you say people think about me?
I don't think that people ever know how smart you really are.
That is true.
Like, I think people look at you surface level sometimes.
Yeah.
And they just equate you to being like a beautiful blonde.
We talked about this at dinner about how I'm very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So people...
You're not readable.
Yeah. Even so, it's like, I don't know how to read you.
No, I know how to read you. But you also let me in more than anyone else.
Yeah. I don't,
but like...
I don't let a lot of people in.
For other people who just meet you, absolutely not.
I've had guys tell me that to my face.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't read you. I'm like, good. You don't need to.
You're just a private, you're just a private person.
Yeah.
So I think people just don't know how to open up to you sometimes.
I also think I don't trust a lot of people's, which is why I'm a private person. And I'm not going to just lay all my cards on the table maybe in the beginning of knowing someone. So
it's good. Honestly, it's a good trait because you know how many times I've been burned? So many times.
Like, I am more aloof with it and I don't really give them the full.
You're mysterious.
Good. I would love to be known as being mysterious. Beautiful. I'm going to keep it up. Okay. The question is, what's your number? Like, what's your body count?
2. 4.
We're
so rude.
2 times 2 equals 4.
4. I don't even think I would count my second person. I was single for like literally 2 months and I was really sad. And the person that I had chose to have relations with was like a really good friend. Like, and we literally got done and we were like, literally shook on it. And we're like,
I love a good high five.
We're
there.
Literally, no. We literally looked at each other and I think we were like,
Nux.
We think you're so cute. Like, I literally said to him, I was like, I think you're so handsome, but I think I just know too much about you to find you attractive in that way. Oh. And he was like, honestly, you too. And I was like, cool. We were like still good friends. I'm shocked. It was a weird experience, but I just think that I was really sad and I was doing it for the wrong reasons.
Mine's like people I like seriously date or see.
Yeah, my other one's my relate, like my current boyfriend.
I think that's a fun fact about me is I've never had a hookup.
Like a one-night stand?
Yeah, I've never had a one-night stand.
Yeah, Amber
sorry, yeah, hookup's the wrong word. I've never had a one-night stand.
Yeah, like Amber's never had sex with anyone that she isn't like seeing.
Yeah.
Or really invested in.
Just to me, because it's like so, I don't know. I just hold that very special. And I'm like, I think a lot of things can come from sex. And I'm an emotional person. And I don't want to like emotionally get attached to someone that I'm like, that doesn't put in the work to be with me in a way.
Honestly, I never thought about it because I've been with the same person for so long.
Yeah.
And like there was a person in between when I was single for literally like 3 months. And I think it was good that I had that experience just because, you know, now it's like, it's not like I've only ever tried one thing off a menu. but at the same time, like, I just haven't really thought about it because I've been in a relationship for so long. I haven't even like that thought of like what I would be like if I was single has never even crossed my mind recently.
That's good.
Not in the
since
past,
you're
like,
in a relationship.
Like not in the past like 2.5 years.
Okay, let's wrap it up with what would be the best piece of advice you would give your younger self. And I'm just like, this is just for you because this is your birthday episode.
This should not be my birthday episode. This should really not. Well, to wrap up this episode, I cannot believe that I'm finally 21. Like, I feel like we've been counting down the days for a really long time.
We have.
And not because we're going to go out and like get drunk, because like that's just not us. Like like nothing about my life will change. Not the way that I drink, not the way that I go out. It just simply like if we wanted to go to, if we're going out to dinner
And then you're like, hey, my friends are meeting at a bar afterwards. I can go in.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally it.
Honestly, I'm more excited to go dancing with Soph. And just,
yeah.
We've also, like, just never had, like, a trip like this. So I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, we've never been able to, like, let loose, like, fully. And I feel like this is going to be the time for it to happen. And I'm really excited about that. And I just think that it's awesome to have your best friend there for your birthday. Like, truly.
Just wait till you see our birthday outfits, guys.
They're so cute. Did you buy yours?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you at dinner.
Oh, yay.
I bought like a lot of stuff. Lots of items. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope you had a good laugh and had a drink or a mocktail with us as we divulged way too much information for you.
way too much.
Way too much. Honestly, I feel like you know way too much about my life. But we love you and thank you so much for listening and wish Soph a happy 21st.
Yay!
Right. Let's go.
Let's go get drunk, guys.
Tequila shots.